The top of the news this Thursday evening, final preparations are underway in Benin for the arrival of Pope Benedict XVI. The Holy Father is scheduled to depart for the West African nation tomorrow for a weekend visit to present his post-synodal exhortation to the church on the continent. The head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa service, Father Moses Amungule, is in Benin and sent us this report.
Anyone going around the cities of Cotonou and Oida these days does not need to ask who is being expected in the two cities. The big posters of Pope Benedict XVI everywhere in the streets of the two cities announce his coming. Ekabo Benedict XVI reads one of the messages in Yoruba, one of the local languages, welcoming the Holy Father to Benin. The busy streets of Cotonou are filled with the colorful flags of the Vatican, Benin, and those of several African countries. There are a few road works still going on in order to fill the potholes and have all roads ready for the travel of Benedict XVI during his visit in Cotonou and Oida. The Notre Dame Cathedral in Cotonou, where the Holy Father will pray before the Holy Eucharist, and the Basilica in Oida, where Benedict will sign the post-synodal exhortation, have nicely been painted and decorated for the ceremonies taking place there. The expectations of people of all walks of life are high. As the hours and minutes and seconds eventually tick away, the excitement of the people keeps increasing, while the tension to ensure that all is ready to function well during the papal visit has been demonstrated by the number of government officials who have visited the Vatican radio technicians to confirm all is functioning well, and the voice of Benedict will be transmitted to all parts of Africa and the rest of the world. Father Moses Amungule reporting from Cotonou, Benin.